We celebrate this week a very special day. I asked at the last Mass which day that was, and I think my nephew yelled out, Halloween. So, we know that's not the day I'm talking about, right? The special day that we celebrate this day, or this week, is the holy day known as All Saints. And that's on Thursday, the day after Halloween. So I'm gonna float this out there. I'm glad you're sitting down because it can be maybe a little daunting. But, you know, I just thought in light of all the suffering that we see each day, the conflict, the anger, the violence, and this week especially in our nation, in light of all that, I'm glad that you're here because our Lord today wants to speak to you, I think through these scriptures, his mercy. To speak to you specifically about the mercy that he wants to offer us. And it is this mercy that offers us a solution to what we see in our world, the problems we see. And in his mercy, I believe our Lord is inviting each one of us to become a saint. To become a saint. When this was first proposed to me, when I was told that you are to become a saint, I was taken aback, to say the least. And so the person asked me, as I ask you, do you believe that you could be a saint? Do you believe that? As I said, I didn't think that was ever a possibility in my life. In my mind, I was thinking, well, you know, the saints are so holy, right? They pray all the time. They're always thinking and loving God, and they're always thinking about others and loving others more than themselves, and they're making huge sacrifices. And so I have in my mind this notion that these saints were just, you know, very, very unique individuals, but not really for the common person. But I offer you this thought based on what you just heard in our readings. We're living in a time of great mercy. And the world needs saints now more than ever. And I believe God is calling, raising up many powerful saints in our time. Do you know that in this century, more saints have given their lives, more holy men and women of God have given their lives for the faith than all other history combined, this century, have given their lives for the faith. But I believe that the world needs saints now more than ever. And so God in his mercy is offering us a shortcut. Now this, I hope, gets your attention because we like shortcuts. I know you like shortcuts. If you have a smartphone and you plug in like a Google Maps or iMaps and you like a look up a location you want to go, and it'll come up on your little device there. And maybe sometimes there'll be three options on how to get there. Which one do you push every time? The shortcut, right? Usually you do. We like shortcuts. So here's a shortcut that I'd like to offer you to become a saint. And so, for starters, God in his mercy is offering us many great saints, as I said, especially in this century, on how to become a saint. But I'm going to offer you one saint today that you're familiar with, you've heard of, and her name is Saint Therese of the Child Jesus. And she has come up with, I believe, what is a shortcut for becoming a saint. And she calls it the little way. And maybe you've heard about that, the little way. God is so merciful, and we're living in this time of great mercy. And so the first way that we need to consider in becoming a saint is we have to look at our trust. We have to trust that God can make us into saints. The second thing is we have to follow, in following Saint Therese's little way of becoming a saint, we have to try. We have to try to become saints. Now, this can be a little difficult, especially in our culture, because why? We can become cynical. I know I was. You know, I think, the saints are just so holy and they pray all the time. And, you know, I couldn't do that. And by the way, what's the point? Because, you know, I know I just sin again and again. I'm doing the same things. Saint Therese would say, try. Make the effort. And in doing so, what I was confusing was I thought I had to be successful at this. God doesn't call us to be successful, right? God calls us to be what? Faithful. God calls us to be faithful. And so, we try to make the effort to become a saint. So first we trust. We trust that God is calling us to be a saint, and He is calling each one of us to become a saint. And then we try, we make the effort. And the third thing, we have to recognize and accept our brokenness. And this is key, and it's not always easy either. Why? Why do we have to do that? Because if we look at ourselves, our brokenness, our sinfulness, the ways that we have failed God, and we bring that to Him, we recognize that we need God. That we're not God, but we need God. And our brokenness is a reminder that if we're honest with that, the quicker access we have to this intimate relationship with God. And how do I know this? Well, look at the gospel today. Look at Bartimaeus. What happens when he encounters the Lord? The Lord draws near to him. He's walking on the road nearby. Bartimaeus, a blind beggar. What does he say? Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me. Have mercy on me. He recognizes his need for our Lord, who is the one who can heal him. So trusting that God is calling us to become a saint. Trying, which means we have to fight against that cynical part of us that says you can just give up, you know, because you're not going to be able to do it. Don't even bother making an effort. So we have to try to overcome that. And God in His mercy wants us to succeed at this more than you want to succeed at this. And then the third way that St. Bartimaeus gives us is to call out in our need. To recognize that we have a need for God. So what's the payoff? Well, it's here and now. It's not something that's off in the future, but right now we can have that joy in our hearts that knowing we are becoming what God created us to be. We're always forming and tweaking our lives and looking at how we live our lives, hopefully reevaluating how we do things or don't do things. Have we ever thought that maybe God is forming us, creating us to become a saint? And are we cooperating with that grace? So again, look at Bartimaeus. He can inspire us. He's an outsider. He has no previous contact with our Lord. He's a blind beggar. He's an outcast in society. Right? Remember back then, the time of Jesus, that if you were inflicted with some type of malady, a sickness or blindness or lame or something, they believe sincerely that you deserved it because maybe you did something to offend God and He's punishing you. That was the thinking back then. And so they would look at Bartimaeus, and Bartimaeus might even have looked at himself. He could have become cynical and said, well, I'm blind because obviously I must have done something wrong to offend God. It's the way it is. And others were looking at him. That's why they said, you know, be quiet. Don't bother him. But Bartimaeus didn't give in to those voices that were telling him, oh, you can't possibly have any contact with the Lord. I mean, look at you. You're a blind beggar. But he trusted. He trusted that the Lord would have mercy on him. And he tried. By how? He called out, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. You could rephrase that line basically to say, Lord, please bless me. In your mercy, bless me with whatever you think is best for me at this moment in my life. So he trusted that the Lord would be merciful. And was the Lord merciful? He was. Bartimaeus is healed of his blindness. He gets that and much more. His sight is restored, but his soul is saved. Because why? He was in tune with what the Lord wanted for him. Are you in tune with what the Lord wants for you? As you look at your life, as you examine about how you're living your life? Again, you're here, so that would speak of your trust. But do you trust that God could make you a saint? Sometimes I think we don't go far enough. Believing that God's mercy can and will and does impact our life to such a degree that we could become a saint? And then do we try, like Bartimaeus, do we cry out above all those voices that say, no, no, not you. I mean, look at you after all. Look at all you've done. And you keep doing the same thing over and over again, you wretch. Those are the voices, not of God. But we overcome those. So we try, like Bartimaeus, and we cry out, Jesus, have mercy on me. Many times throughout our lives, we have the opportunity to encounter our Lord Jesus. But it takes a willingness to look at our day, the moments of our lives, with the eyes of faith. And when we do, here's the beautiful thing. When we look at things with the eyes of faith, we do encounter God everywhere. And let me share with you what I mean. The eyes of faith, for example, they look at creation. They look at the world and all that is contained therein. With the eyes of faith, they say, yes, this is a masterpiece created by God. Other eyes without faith, they just see creation as some kind of perhaps cosmic event, some sort of random thing that just happened in time. The eyes of faith, well, they see the presence of God in every life, born and unborn. That's what the eyes of faith will see. Other eyes see a clump of cells that somehow come together and magically make a human person. I know with the eyes of faith in my own life, that tugging and pulling in my heart, I saw as a call from God to become a priest. Others may look at that tug or pull in their heart as maybe their response is some kind of psychological way of, you know, fulfilling some deeper, you know, need in my life for meaning. How many times has this happened? You're headed out one day, just you're about to pull out of the driveway, Matt, perhaps, and out of nowhere you remember, oh, I forgot to unplug the iron. That never happens to me because I don't iron, but maybe that's happened to you. Or you remember, this, I left the stove on. I have done that. Or my wallet's in the kitchen. Or I don't have the tickets. Or any number of other things that just happen to pop into your head. And you're like, oh yeah, that's right. See, the eyes of faith see the Spirit of God interceding in those moments, helping us to recollect key things. Other eyes might just see that, well, maybe you're just being absent-minded or something. You've just got too much going on. I share with you this true story in closing. Once during 40 Days for Life, which is going on in our parish right now, you have an opportunity after Mass to sign up for it. But this is a true story that happened at 40 Days for Life, and I'm sure that it's not unique. But the story is this. There was a pregnant teenager. She was taken by a family member to terminate her pregnancy at a clinic. And as the car drove up, she put her hands over her ears and she shouted, "Tell those people to stop yelling at me." Well, their grandmother, who was driving the car, said, "Dear, those are pro-lifers. They're not screaming. They're just standing there praying quietly." And with eyes of faith, she saw a message from God in her heart. And she said these words, "Dear, maybe that's God telling you to keep your baby." Other eyes might have simply seen this girl's thoughts as some sort of mental illness. But the grandmother, who had eyes of faith in that moment, had this God moment that saved a life. So my brothers and sisters, we can turn a blind eye or a deaf ear to those and similar divine realities and remain in darkness and silence, doubt and ignorance. And if we're prone to seeing with the eyes of skeptics, which I myself am guilty of at times, maybe it's time to put on a new pair of glasses, pop in a new pair of lenses, to learn to see with the eyes of saints. Saints seek to hear and see and touch and feel and know the presence of God, not merely with their senses, but with the faculties of faith found in heart and mind and soul. And like Bartimaeus, remember when he experienced the presence of the Lord? He threw aside his blanket, right? Whatever was weighing him down, whatever kept him to the side of the road, he sprung up with joy. And what did he do? Did he go back to his former way of life? Absolutely not. His life was forever changed when he encountered the Lord. And he followed the Lord Jesus. So today, seek to become a saint. Trust that God is calling you to be a saint. Try, which means overcoming those things that would bind you, the cynicism, the negativity, the naysayers, all those who want to box you in. Bring to the Lord those fears that you might have, or disappointments, your brokenness. Call upon the Lord's mercy. He will heal you, and he will make you into the saint that you're called to be.